Howdy. Thanks for coming along. This is the Evening Chores Podcast, presented by Adobe Owl Ranch. We're located in the high desert of southeastern Arizona, and the goal of this podcast is to provide some insight and information regarding raising livestock and potentially gardening in the high desert environment we have here, the arid desert type environment, which doesn't get quite as dreadfully hot as, oh, say, Phoenix or the surface of the sun. I hope you enjoy it. Please listen in, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you.
Hey, howdy everybody. Good evening. I know this is a little bit late. Well, it's late for today, and I should say it's about, what is this? Would have been late if it was 3 weeks ago, if my time is right. I'm having a hard time remembering it all, but my calendar is a bit off. Just wanted to give a quick update as to things going on around here. I have a few episodes that I need to edit. I had a few things going on around here, and it's a combination of I was sick for a couple of days, and then I lost track of stuff. So here it is. I'm back, and I'm hoping to jump right back up to it. Out here right now, feeding the hogs. I've got my, let's see, I'm using this wagon that my dad gave me, folks, I guess maybe both of them, I'm not sure. And I'm gonna feed the hogs and then the dogs. Call it a day, probably. It's kind of late. Later than usual. I don't know if it's still evening or not. We may have jumped into night. Okay. That's okay, but have been endeavoring through some, I guess, unrelated to me being out. I've been endeavoring to get more sleep and just in general be a little bit healthier, and it's been working, so I think I have been, well, I know I've been getting more sleep because I've been tracking that. So, I've been getting more sleep and I'm feeling healthier at least. I've cut down on some of the bad and have been working on increasing some of the good. That's tough for me, especially food-wise, because I've never been one really spends a whole lot of time thinking about food ahead of time, which is, I suppose, good in some ways, but it also, I'm not so good at planning out the food deal, so if it's for the kids, kind of think ahead a little bit, but if it's me, I forget. And that isn't a healthy deal, so. Because it didn't like you forget to eat and then don't eat. It's you forget to eat and then you go grab something easy. And that isn't healthy, so. Anyhow, I'm working on it. And this isn't any kind of a New Year's resolution. I was actually working on it before New Year's hit, but it takes a while to notice a result on that stuff. So I did hear a quote the other day that was unrelated to this. it was actually talking about physical comfort, but I was listening to Stephen Ranella on the Meteor podcast. Well, might have been on Rogan, I'm not sure. But I was listening to Ranella, I don't know, probably close to a month ago, and something he said really stuck with me. And I wish I could take credit for it, but I guess I'm morally opposed to that. That's why I'm saying where I heard it from. But he was talking about how he's trying to raise his kids, actually, because his kid's a little bit older than mine, I think, but how he wants them to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Which is kind of, you know, it sounds oxymoronic, but it is a something that I've been thinking about a lot. I've actually been trying to adapt because, well, strike that. I've been trying to adopt it. Adapted would be a whole different word. So I've been accused of being a nerd once in a while. So I've been trying to adopt that. Because for me, I mean, I've been physically uncomfortable a lot in my life. And that's not a complaint, it's just, I mean, it's a statement. Ask anybody with a blue-collar job and they'll tell you a lot of their life is not comfort. And I've been, I guess, I have been uncomfortable, you know, in my head as well, but I have avoided that a whole lot more. You know, I've put myself in some physically hard situations, but I'm not nearly as, I guess, comfortable putting myself in, I guess, psychologically or mentally, you know, emotionally, whatever, uncomfortable positions. Oh, hush, dog. He just told the other dog who's boss. And so I've been working on that. As a matter of fact, I'm planning on doing some uncomfortable stuff here in the next week or so, given the position that I'm in. I can, well, I don't know if I should say I can. I kind of feel like it's somewhat my duty to say some stuff that a lot of people aren't going to like, but that is not something that is a comfortable situation for me. I don't like it. You know, as a rule, I am not somebody that jumps in the middle of a conflict unless I feel morally compelled to do so, and that's basically what this is. As there are folks that can't, I'm going to have to, and I'm not going to expound on what it is because it doesn't make any difference and be a boring story anyway, but The end of it is that I think, you know, I'm not trying to get all philosophical here, but I think that more of us ought to, we're too comfortable. And it's not even just that we are comfortable, it's that we expect comfort. And if you think back to the folks that you came from, they didn't expect comfort in hardly anything. You know, if you're so, you should enjoy the comfort that you have, I think, and you should take, because you have this, I guess historic. I guess it'd be a. Not actually sure what the word would be, but you are in a unique position that you expect comfort and that you know that you can return to it. So that puts you in a position, or at least it puts me in a position, that I think you, again, I, should do things which are not comfortable. You know, when it's meaningful. So I have a few things that I am gonna be doing. It's not for no reason. You know, there are I think times when you should go out and just be uncomfortable. But this is something that's planned, and I think that it's a thing with value. So I'm going to go and be uncomfortable on purpose, knowing that I have the luxury of coming back to comfort, and knowing that in the long run, what I'm going to say may make some people unhappy, and it may even make some people outright hate me. It may make some folks denounce that they ever... I work with some petty people, I guess, is what I'm saying. Some good ones, but some petty ones as well. So, I'm going to be saying things that they aren't going to like, and that's fine. Because there's things that need to be said. So, anyway, get out there and find something that is just beyond your comfort zone. And go and do it. And learn from it. You know, see what it is that you think that you can do, and find something, you know, find somebody that doesn't have a voice and be a voice for them. And I don't know exactly what that has to do with farming in the high desert, but you might be surprised at how many kind of farmer philosophers there are out there, even if we're kind of low grade. But, you know, we get a lot of time to be out and thinking about things that maybe everybody else doesn't spend as much time thinking about, because they've got other stuff that's weighing on their heads. So, yeah. Go do a good thing and for a good reason. I'm only laughing because it kind of makes me laugh what I'm sitting here. That I'm saying all this as I'm taking out the garbage. Anyway, I think that's enough rambling for tonight. I will see what rambles there are for other times. I do appreciate your time, and I hope to see you back here next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you listening all the way through like this. And if you would, please share it out. You know, you can go right to the website. You can get the URL there if you're into the RSS sort of a thing. Or you can go to iTunes or Spotify, you know, Amazon Podcast. It's all kinds of places. You know, look at that. I just caught a pig sleeping in the feeder. They're crazy animals. It's a sleepy world here. Anyway, please go to those places, rate, subscribe, share. That helps the reach of the podcast. And, you know, it's nice to, on my end, I'll be honest, it's a little bit selfish for me, but it's nice to know that I'm not just speaking into the abyss. Somebody's actually listening. So if you want to send a comment, actually, if you want to send a comment that's more individualized, you can send it to eveningchores@gmail.com, and I'll get it that way. I appreciate you listening. Thanks, and good night.